We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Kiss 98.5, your credit card number got stolen. What did they try to buy?
Oh, my God. So it was in Virginia, and it was from Coxcom Cable Company, and it was their cable bill.
Oh, no.
So they immediately traced it back to the address of where the people lived and knew exactly who it was.
Right? Like, I mean, that's as good as... What was it for?
It was crazy because it was for almost $1,000.
Whoa.
If I don't pay my cable bill and it's due on the 10th, they're ready to turn it off.
Right, exactly. And they let them slide that much. Any interesting pay channels on this?
Oh, yeah. Maybe it was all one interesting weekend.
Yeah. I don't know how much the bill was, like what it was on the bill. I just know that it was for like $963. And I was whoa.
Yeah, they wanted to pay that bill bad. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Your credit card number was stolen. What did they try to buy?
So they stole my card. They got like $1,000 in charges, and it was all dating websites.
Nice.
Like Match.com and Christian Mingle was my favorite one.
Wait, the Christian Mingle one?
That's not very
that's
good of them.
Doesn't
seem very Christian like.
Yeah, I believe that's.
But wait, how much was
against the
bill?
Rules?
How much was the bill for?
Like $1,000, and then they went to Kohl's and spent $250 on a new outfit for their hot date, apparently.
Oh, nice.
Wow. But that's like so much. How much does a dating website cost?
No, it depends what level of premium membership you want, Jan.
Right?
There are 5 different dating websites. I have no idea. I'm just like, wow, that's how much I think.
Yeah, that's a big wow. Thanks for calling. I Kiss 98.5. Your credit card number was stolen. What did they try to buy?
They bought like $2,000 worth of Christian Louboutin shoes that were actually sent to my house.
Oh.
But unfortunately, they were men's shoes.
Oh, that's
what?
A bummer.
Thank you, Sam.
No,
so I
took
them back and... Thankfully, I did not have to pay for them.
Yeah, that's good.
That's the worst credit card thief ever. Like, to buy something with your card on a stolen card, then get it shipped to your house. That's wrong.
And have it be a men's size. That's not even fun. 644-9850.
Right, like red. It was weird.
Yeah. Oh, that is. Well, it's a statement
piece.
Got
to match the suit.
644-9850. Your credit card got stolen. What did they try to buy?
So we were laying in bed at 9 o'clock at night, and our bank called us to let us know that there were some charges made, and they went online to this French clothing store and spent $1,400.
What?
And because I looked at the site, I'm like, everything was super expensive. Mm-hmm. And then later that night, they ordered Domino's pizza.
What kind of French clothes? Like normal clothes or what?
I mean, they were very... I don't. They were nothing I would wear. They were anything nice.
Right.
Very different. Very expensive. Mm-hmm. But then I just figured, Domino's, really? Like, you can at least order Cheesecake Factory or something.
Right.
If you're going to go couture on your clothing, you should go couture on your food.
Yeah.
100% agree. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hello.
Hi, your credit card got stolen. What did they try to buy?
A flight from LA to Miami and hotel.
That sounds fun.
Wow.
Wow, that's a big flight. What was the charge?
The charge was $400 for the flight. And then the hotel was $200.
That seems reasonable. I kind of would have just got it for the deal. I know you're not using it, but it sounds like a pretty good deal.
Yeah, coast to coast. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Your credit card number got stolen. What did they try to buy?
They charged 20 Uber trips on my floor when I came back from Florida.
And how much does that add up to? How many is 20 Ubers for where they were?
Oh, they did it every single day.
Oh,
May
my goodness.
First, May 2nd, May 3rd.
Oh,
May
4th. No. Wow.
And then I didn't even use Uber.
Right. So somebody just grabbed your numbers and was using it, having a field day.
Hmm. Yep.
That's crazy. Right. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Your credit card
rating.
Number got stolen. What did they try to buy?
So about 2.5 years ago, my numbers got stolen. I'm not really sure how, but they tried to purchase over $500 in herbal supplements and protein mixes.
Yep.
So it was kind of weird. I actually at first asked my fiance, because we have a linked joint account, if he tried purchasing something, and he's like, no. So it was just kind of like out of nowhere. But the bank contacted me and like, we're like, did you make these purchases? And I'm like, no. I eventually, like 3 months later, got the money refunded to my account, but it took forever for them to clear it.
I know, it's so funny how long it takes, not funny, but it's, I mean, at least the banks are looking out for us, but it is a process to get the money back. Hi, Kiss, your credit card number got stolen. What did they try to buy?
So they tried to buy a weekend in the Maldives, and I was offended they didn't ask me to go.
That's beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah, I would be upset too. Were they getting one of those little huts out in the water on the stilts?
So I don't know, because the charge wasn't that expensive.
Huh. Wow.
I'm assuming it wasn't that nice.
Okay. Hmm. But did it make you start wanting to go there just because?
Right.
I mean, I looked up the location.
Yeah.
Right. It didn't seem like it was that wonderful, but it probably would have gone.
But now it makes you think, I mean, if somebody was able to use your money and afford that.
Yeah, you have enough credit to actually go to the Maldives.
I'm feeling like maybe you need to raise that bar of where you're traveling to.
Dream
now.
A little dream and go.
Definitely a good idea.
Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Your credit card number got stolen. What did they try to buy?
They picked up, it was in London, and they went to Dunkin' Donuts, and they spent $5.13.
In London?
So they just ate in London. And were you in Leicester?
I bought gas that morning, so that's why the bank called me right away and said, well, if you're in Buffalo, how are you in London at the same time?
Yeah, you're lucky, but it was a cup of coffee they really wanted, I guess. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi, yeah, credit card? The credit card thing? Yeah.
What did they try to buy?
They tried to buy $1,000 worth of Sephora.
Ooh, that sounds like a fun trip.
And I don't even wear makeup, and my dad honestly didn't believe me that my card got stolen, and he was so mad at me because it was my first credit card.
Oh my gosh. But I will say it's easy to spend at Sephora. You know, they give you that little
basket. Well,
Jan,
how would you know?
I wouldn't, Nick. I'm just saying, there's all these things that tempt you, brushes, and it makes you want to, even if you don't wear makeup, it makes you want to wear it. I'm glad you called. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Your credit card number got stolen. What did you try to buy?
My husband's car got stolen, and he had a ton of charges from Match.com on them, along with Pro Flowers.
He told you what? It got stolen?
Sure. Yes.
Yeah. Totally believable.
Sure. He had some questions answered.
Yeah,
I bet he did. How long did he stick with this story of the stolen?
Wow.
It was when we were dating.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm sure it's totally
legit.
That's
a good one. Yeah,
no disrespect to you, but I want a follow-up interview with him just to see exactly what the sitch was.
With my husband?
Yes, exactly. I feel like we need to hear
it. All right,
well, have him call
us. I married him.
Oh, good. How's that going?
Pardon?
How's it going? Good?
It's going really well.
Oh, good. We like that. That's funny. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi.
Your credit card got stolen. What did they try to buy?
My son was 4, and that time I had a bank account, and I was saving up for the trip to India.
Mm-hmm.
And then the funny thing, or the blessing, was like literally 5 minutes ago, I made a purchase at McDonald's on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
And like literally 5-6 minutes later, they called me and they were like, oh, by the way, are you in California using your card? I was like, no, but that 5 minutes ago, I was just in Buffalo buying from McDonald's. And then they were like, okay, just so you know, your identity or whatever credit card number has been stolen. And they were making tiny purchases at 7-Eleven, then a gas station, and then a few $100s worth of shopping.
Oh, wow.
But, right. And then they, well, the good part was it took forever, but they credited the account back. But, yeah, so there were like 3-4 different purchases were done.
Yeah, you're lucky that they caught it that quick. 644-9850, your credit card got stolen. What did they try to buy? I mean, the good news is it seems like the banks know, or there's some kind of a computer program where they're able to see exactly what's going on.
I got a call. So I was north of the border, my sister's cottage over the weekend, and I got a call from the credit card company that someone was trying to use my card in California.
Uh-oh.
And so she ran the charge by me. I'm like, no, I just did that thing. And she's like, wait a minute. Maybe the CA stands for Canada, not California.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So it was good. No one had compromised the number. It was all good. But there was a little confusion as to where it was being used.
Yeah. Having had it happen a couple times, it's so scary because you don't know how far it's going to unravel and how much they've stolen. Is it just that number or is it identity?
I appreciate whenever they call, though, to make sure it's
too.
All safe.
Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, so your credit card got stolen. The numbers, what did they try to buy?
Well, this is partially my fault, but they stole 1 year's worth of Netflix, and they like breaking that a whole lot.
Oh, I am not, I don't know what to say other than good choice of movies
that's
or
a
shows.
Great show.
Great show to watch.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi.
Hi, your credit card got stolen. What did they try to buy?
They bought video games.
Video games.
How many? Do we know how much they spent or tried to?
$150. It was some online, like, auction thing. I can't remember what it was. It was something auction.
Mm-hmm.
And it just happened recently, and they put my money back on the card, like, by the next day. I was so glad.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, wow. What bank do you use?
KeyBank.
Yeah, good. That's good. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Hi, Kiss.
Hello.
Hi. Your credit card got stolen. What did they try to buy?
So, first, it seemed a little weird because I got a call from my bank. These purchases were made in Illinois. Obviously, we're in Buffalo. So, what they do first is try to do, like, a couple of test charges, like these, to make sure the card works while it's stolen. So, these charges are a little bit smaller. And then we go for a trip to the gas station. Then we go to the liquor store. Then we get our nails done. And then there's, like, a charge at, like, a fancy restaurant. I can't remember what it was called. But, yeah. So, either somebody got wined and dined or I was with the wrong person.
Wow. I think you were just spoiling yourself.
Yeah, because you're
in Illinois. That's not bad.
You know, I do that whenever I have bad days, but, you know, I don't know. Because normally, like, when you're traveling, you're supposed to let your bank know, hey, I'm going out of town, so if these charges look funny, they're supposed to.
Right.
But well, you're right about the small charge. Sometimes they'll do a little, like, a $2 purchase or, like, a coffee or something like that just to test out the card to see if it flags. And then, boom, 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 they'll run down this long list of stuff that they've tried to get.
I do call my credit card company when I'm going out of town just because I don't want to have to deal with that stress, that minute of angst you have when they're like, your card is declined and you don't know what's going on with it and you have to call and go through all the rigmarole.
Yeah, especially when you're going out of the country, definitely, for sure.
Yeah, I definitely think it's worth it. Well, I'm glad it all ended up okay.
Yeah, me too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.